WBKB presents It's Our Time, conversations from the salon to the podcast of everyday living, of overcoming life's obstacles, and finding your purpose. It's Our Time celebrates the season of opportunity for women becoming empowered to be major influencers, decision makers, and living happy in our life's purpose. Hi, virtual listeners. Welcome to It's Our Time podcast with me, your host, Belinda K. Baker, or as many lovingly refer to me, Miss B. We're going to have a fabulous time today with our first pro-beauty panel conversation about common hair care concerns and remedies. As a faith-led and passionate entrepreneur of 32 years in the beauty industry, I'm passionate in my role as CEO of Salon BKB, serving as Director of Education and Master Stylist. As a business coach and speaker, I've been blessed to travel the world teaching and training stylists and beauty industry professionals. Teaching, educating, and styling, it brings me such joy. So today's Pro Beauty panel conversation, it just has me so excited. Our guests are licensed beauty experts from all over the world that are willing to share with you, our listeners, their vast knowledge, insights, and wisdom centered around beauty. True, you can Google and you can YouTube virtually anything about beauty on the wonderful world of cyberspace, but who certifies the information is true or if it'll even work for you? Well, today's panel of beauty experts will share certified information to help you in your hair, skin, and product choice needs. But first, let me say thank you to our sponsors, Atlanta Life Media Agency, who is making it possible for you to hear this podcast. Atlanta Life Media Agency is a premier Georgia television, film, and entertainment behind-the-camera production support consultant agency. Listeners, please check them out at www.atlma.net, Atlanta Life Media Agency, where connections are made. If you would like to join our conversation as a sponsor, please email us at info@up2meradio. So let's open our hearts and our spirits and welcome our very special guest, multi-talented beauty experts, to our Pro Beauty panel conversation. Our first guest is Ms. Nicola Forbes of NicolaForbesBeauty.com, and she's committed to bridging the gap between cosmetology and dermatology. As a licensed professional for over 22 years, a master educator for design essentials for 16 years, her expertise in comprehensive care and her heart for those suffering from hair loss is what prompted her to become a WTS certified trichologist and custom wig designer. Nicola is passionate about caring for her clients, and her intent is that an epiphany is experienced during every salon visit. Hi, Nicola. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be with you guys and to share with our listeners.
We're so glad to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today, okay?
Thank you.
Our next guest is Kai Smith, who fell in love with styling hair at the age of 10 and has over 25 years experience as a healthy hair virtuoso and hair loss expert. She is a certified trichologist and owner of Follicles 360 Salon and Wellness Spa, may I mention in California. And she is among the leading top hair care professionals in the industry with a passion for helping women achieve healthy hair from the inside out. Kai's mantra and health philosophy is beauty begins from within. Welcome, Kai.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today to help people understand what's going on from the inside out about their hair.
We're excited for this conversation. This is going to be so phenomenal. So let me bring on our last guest, Sharla Sloan, who is the CEO of Sloan Solutions and a 30-year veteran in the beauty industry. Her passion for educating, empowering, and inspiring women is what Sharla embraces and utilizes her authentic self, which reinforced her belief that leads to believing that people who embrace their authentic self live happy and healthy lives. Hi, Sharla.
Hi, Miss Belinda. Thanks so much
How
for having
are
me.
You? Thank you so much for coming and being a part. Ladies, I'm just so excited. Let me just mention here, guys, listeners, we have Nicola from New York, Kai Smith from California, Charlotte's holding down the Midwest of Illinois. I'm here in Atlanta. I just want to let them see, guys, panelists, that they have a mirage of different locations. So when we're speaking to these common hair care concerns and giving remedies, we're giving it from a vast logistics around the world.
Yeah.
So listen, guys, we are going to bring this knowledge to It's Our Time in a conversation piece. And one of the things that, you know, when we were sitting and we were talking about this particular panel, you know, how many times have we sat and are we participated in discussions concerning hair and many of the problems we seem to face or the problems that we care about? Complaints like my hair's dry, I can't manage it, it won't grow, it feels rough, it's thin, it's balding, I have dandruff, and the list goes on and on. So listeners, if any of this sounds familiar to you, today this esteemed panel of pro beauty panelists are going to address many of these concerns. And unfortunately, ladies, I'd love for us to sit and just cover the gamut. But we're going to have to kind of pick from some of the questions that I started gathering from people that were sending in their questions. And so, Akai, I'm going to start with you this morning, okay? I want us to talk a little bit about hair thinning and baldness, which is your area of expertise, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
We have Miss Alexa, actually from New York, who wrote in, I feel that my hair is much thinner now at the age of 54 than when it was when I was 30 or even 40 years old. She wants to know what can she do to thicken it back up.
Well, that is something common that happens to women in that age bracket as we start entering into menopause, or some women are in perimenopause. There is a decline in our hormones. The estrogen starts declining, and then that gives the testosterone the opportunity to have dominance more so over the estrogen. And so that form of hair loss or thinning is known as androgenetic alopecia. And in women, we term it female pattern hair loss. So sometimes there are multiple things that need to be done in order to regain the thickness of the hair. And a lot of times it's based on how long this hair loss has been persisting. It's going to determine how successful you are in your recovery or the percentage of hairs that you regain. And so with that, I always tell women that taking something, I like Nature Sunshine. Nature Sunshine is an herbal company that they do a very good job in composing herbs and getting herbs together without any synthetic fibers in them, and you get what they say is in those herbs. It will cover a lot of the depletion to balance out the glandular system that causes the hair loss. So natural changes is something that's good that she can take. Black cohosh, Don Quol, there are a lot of different herbal supplements. And as a trichologist, I like to stay with natural remedies versus all of the other prescription-based things that they could try. But
that's
something
some
that
good
she can,
stuff.
Something she can do on her own. But if she really wants to see what's going on, because it is not uncommon for women to be experiencing more than one form of hair loss on their head, I would say that she get in the hands of a trichologist who can actually take a really good microscopic look at her scalp so that she can see what's going on, because there are different patterns that hair loss takes on for us to determine what's really going on, because we can't really spot treat and we can't really take your word for it to really give you a good treatment protocol so that you can recover. But in any sense, for health purposes, around her age bracket, it's always good to make sure that we are keeping our hormones balanced to prevent that hair loss.
That's some good stuff, Kai. And let me just mention here that at the end of our podcast, we are actually going to be running a little email contest where everyone listening can email in, and we're going to select three winners that could do a virtual consultation with one of each of you. So we're going to be giving away three. So I just wanted to mention that at the beginning so that as people are listening and hearing some of this great information you're giving out, they will think to follow through on the contest as well. I heard some really good information that you shared there about the hormonal balancing and glandular system needing to make sure it's balanced. But I also heard you say that the herbs, you wanted to make sure there were no synthetic fibers in the herbs.
Yes.
I've heard that before. Can you kind of expound a little bit on that so people, the listeners, will understand, you know, the difference?
Yes, absolutely. What happens is most times in anything, any products, anything, people like to cut corners. And when people start making their own products and herbal lines and things like that, it depends on the integrity of the person, the integrity of the company. Some of us like to cut corners because we want to save on the dollar. So sometimes when you're looking at these herbs, these vitamins, they'll tell you that it has let's just take a multivitamin, for instance. It'll say that it has all these B vitamins in it. It'll say zinc, folic acid, vitamin A, all of these different vitamins. It'll list it out to you on the back of the bottle. But the question is how much of that vitamin is actually in this multivitamin?
Mm-hmm.
And so they buffer it down, putting synthetic things in there so that they can cut costs. And then you think that you are getting the daily recommended value every day, and you're not, because of the synthetic fillers in those vitamins. So you're really not getting everything that you should be based on what they're representing on this bottle. And so I have certain companies that I like to deal with because Nature Sunshine allows you to visit their plant in Utah to see exactly what it is that they're doing. For me, I order my herbs directly from the company. I don't go to a store and buy them off the shelf. So when I get them in to provide them to my clients, I know that it came directly from the manufacturer. Because sometimes
that is some good stuff, Kai. That is good. I'm going to kind of take you into Jen from California had written in and said, do hair vitamins really work? And so I'm hearing some of what you're saying, but it also goes to her question that she has here. So I wanted to kind of let you combine what you're saying with, do hair vitamins really work?
That can be tricky. So let me just say yes to this point. It works, but it depends on your purpose for taking them. Why are you taking them? And a lot of women, they like to take prenatal vitamins, or they'll go and isolate it and take a quote-unquote hair vitamin because they want to see their hair grow sooner, quicker, faster. And so if you're taking it for the sole purposes of making your hair grow faster, then I would say, no, it's not going to work for you because you're not taking it for the right purposes. our bodies need a certain amount of vitamins. Our bodies have essential vitamins that it can't produce on its own. And the only way you can organically get those vitamins is through your food. And so supplementation is there because we're not, most of the times, we're not getting all of the vitamins that we need organically through our diet because of processed foods, because of depletion in minerals in the soil, because of multiple things. So if you're taking a vitamin just to make sure that you're replenishing your body with the vitamins necessary, or if you're taking a vitamin because you know that there is some type of ferritin deficiency, there's some type of vitamin D deficiency, or you're having some type of thyroid deficiency and you need iodine or other things that help to keep the body functioning and it within homeostasis, then yes, vitamins absolutely work. But if you want to take them for the sole purposes of making your hair grow sooner, quicker, faster, then no, that is not the reason to take them because there takes multiple actions for the hair to grow at a cellular level.
Yes.
That's awesome. I was hearing in the background a lot of us just going, that's good stuff. Did anyone else have additional? Charlotte, did you have any additional you wanted to add to what Kaya said?
Well, just that, Kai, you are awesome and amazing. I have to say that.
Thank you.
But absolutely, some of the claims that they make about what the certain vitamins and things can do, don't expect immediate and drastic results. Like some of the claims are just not as they say, and you have to have a deficiency in order to replace what's missing. So absolutely in agreement with Kai. If you don't have a deficiency and you don't know why you're taking them, don't just take vitamins for a specific thing because you can sometimes do more harm than good by over taking some things. And so I think people don't understand that when they go out and buy these hair vitamins and all that kind of stuff. So you have to be replacing something because there's a deficiency and not just because you want your hair to grow.
And, Charlotte, I'm going to piggyback off of what you were saying because Kai had mentioned that through the foods we get our vitamins. So Jamie in Georgia says, what foods will help my hair grow?
The first thing that I believe that we have to understand is that our hair grows because of the circulation in our blood, you know, the blood flow. So always do things that will help to enrich those things. So proteins and things that contain the necessary vitamins that actually help us. So if I would pick a protein food, I would say salmon because it has, you know, the omega-3 that balances the oils in the body. Eggs are a great protein. Carrots, spinach, broccoli, all of these things are whole foods that are going to help enrich your blood. That's going to help the blood flow that's actually going to the follicle and cells that create hair growth. Nuts,
that's good.
You know, that those types of things.
That's good. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And as we talk about the diet, nutrition, Latonda out of Atlanta was saying that she, Nicola, I'm going to direct this answer to you, that she had a baby 2 weeks ago. And her concern was hair loss because her sister lost her hair after each child she delivered. She had patches. And she wants to know, is there anything that she could do to prevent the hair loss from when she delivers?
That's a good question, Belinda. When it comes to pregnancy, we have a hair growth stage and a hair resting stage. And because of the increase of estrogen in the blood, our hair growth stage extends. And our hair shedding stage or resting stage minimizes. Once we have the baby, and particularly after we stop nursing, if we're breastfeeding, the body tries to get back into homeostasis, into normalcy. And when that happens, all the hair that should have normally shed while in the pregnancy stage sheds at once. So typically we see a lot of what they call telogen effluvium, more of a thinning. I myself experience it around the hairline because the hairline in particular can be the most fragile area. So that's something that happens to about 40 to 50% of all women that become pregnant. Things that we stop doing after having the baby, we don't eat well, we don't sleep well, we don't drink enough water, so our diet diminishes. So diet is a big part of it, being able to eat well, drink enough water, rest well. But at the same time, it's almost one of those things that the body has to normalize by itself. I will say by correct diet, making sure that they're taking the vitamins. If they're nursing, continue to take the prenatal vitamin. But I'd also seek a trichologist or a healthy hair care specialist to give them treatments that will help to increase circulation at the follicle level, at the follicular level. Also, you want to also make sure that you're not watching the kind of hairstyling practices. Stay away from tight braids, tight weaves, any kind of tension styles that can create more stress to the follicle. So it's a more than one thing, but I would almost say eat well like when you were pregnant and pretend almost as if you are still pregnant, but at the same time be mindful of things like, you know, the hairstyling being too tight.
That's good. Is there a particular amount of time that you want to kind of pretend that you're pregnant about? Is there a length of time that you would give them?
So usually we see between 6 months to a year where the hair will come back. But some of us still have to continue to eat well, to exercise, to take our vitamins, because we still want to feed our body, because the hair still is, it can, you know, for some people, they don't see all of it coming back. And part of it is because of the hairstyling practices. So I would say at minimum up to a year after, you want to, you know, maintain that, but you also want to maintain a healthy overall lifestyle, eating, you know, your vitamins, your exercise, your drinking of water. So that in general is just, it's a lifetime commitment to yourself. But but with pregnancy, you know, expect the hair to come back within 6 months to a year for most people.
That's good. You mentioned that you experienced it. I know that I, too, experienced it after one of, you know, my children's birthing. Sharla and Kai, did either of you experience the hair loss after pregnancy, after delivering?
I did.
No,
after
I didn't.
My last one. Oh, I'm sorry, Kai. Go ahead.
No, I just said no, I didn't. I didn't experience that form of hair loss.
Okay. I did after my last child, because I had her in my late 30s. And so I did experience some hair thinning after her.
Got you. And I will mention that I had a wonderful pregnancy, and everything went very well, but my level of stress after delivering changed. And we have a question here that I'm going to direct back to Kai that speaks to will stress or excessive stress cause hair loss, from Jody. Would you address that, Kai?
Yes. And stress is a blanket statement. I always say that stress is a blanket statement, because stress affects every area of our body. But most times it depends on what the weakest point is in the body is probably where you're going to be more susceptible. Stress can affect the autoimmune system, the immune system, where it starts breaking down different areas of your body and you're susceptible to illness. So I don't, when I get clients into my office and they say, oh, I'm stressing out, we have to narrow that down to see what body system is being affected by the stress. Because when we stress, it increases our cortisol level, which is in the adrenal. And then when the cortisol levels are increased, it then triggers the pancreas to secrete insulin, because that is where we get the energy for the fight or flight when we're under a constant state of stress, chronic stress, or sometimes acute. It still happens the same way. It's the body's response mechanism to be able to keep up with the adrenaline that's necessary under the stress. And then in turn, that can affect the thyroid. And so you don't necessarily have to have a thyroid disease. There can be a thyroid dysfunction because of too many hormones, too much stress on the thyroid, and the pituitary gland starts communicating with the thyroid to secrete more hormones to keep up with the functions of the body. So there are a myriad of problems that can occur just from stress alone. So we have to pinpoint the stress to see exactly what it is so that we can address that body system. And a lot of times in the world that we live in now, everybody is stressed. And we don't realize how much stress our body is under because we just adjust, adapt, and we rise to the occasion, especially as women. We're super women. We rise to the occasion. You know what I'm saying? We are multitaskers. But we are multitasking so hard that we forget to take care of the number one person in that family.
Yes.
And you just preached the sermon right there.
We don't take heed until our hair starts coming out. Something starts compromising that external beauty. It's when we take heed. And so then that's when we have to do a battery of tests and do a full consultation to tell you exactly what is out of balance so we can bring that thing back into balance and nurture it. And a lot of us are under adrenal fatigue, and it starts causing a lot of issues in our body. So we have to bring that thing back into balance.
Wow. That is so. So we could do a whole podcast on that and that alone.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here looking. We have several more questions. I want to at least get to two more questions that we have here, and I want to kind of, we've touched a little on our stress, we've touched on our diet, we've touched on thinning and balding and some of those elements that's there. Asha out of Chicago, Sharla, is asking about what is dandruff, and she wants to know, how does she get rid of it?
Dandruff is basically a peeling of the scalp that is caused by dryness and absolutely internal. It means that if something's happening on the outside of your body, it's because something's not happening on the inside. So she's missing probably some omega-3s, which absolutely help and contribute to the production of oils in our body. She's not drinking enough water. She could be having too much caffeine in her body. So there are a lot of things that can prevent the dryness. Certainly there are some topical things, but everything that happens on the outside starts in the inside. So we always have to deal with our inside first in order to understand why it's happening on the outside. So I would say first start drinking, making sure you're keeping your body hydrated, drink enough water and things that are healthy and hydrating and cause the body to have more moisture from the inside out.
And Nikki, I know you're in New York where there's quite a bit of cold, and this may be one of those problems that you face quite often. Is there anything you would add to that?
I think the first thing to do is really find out if it's dandruff, because a lot of times we're not shampooing our hair properly. We're not shampooing it often enough. So because the scalp reproduces its own cells with every a normal healthy scalp every 5 to 7 days, it could be that you have too much product on the scalp. Mm-hmm. It could be simply that you're not shampooing properly. So first things first, let's make sure that it's really dandruff and it's not the fact that it's not your hair care practices. Or something simple like you may, just like Sharla said, I had a client that was, in her pregnancy, she had to have no starch, no carbohydrates because she was diabetic. The best her scalp looked. As soon as she had that child and she went back to eating her pastas and her rice, the scalp just overproduces. So there it ties in with what Sharla says. What you put in affects your scalp. So first of all, you need to find out if really it's dandruff or is it our hairstyling practices, is it our diet? Is it the oils that we slather and lather on the scalp that create a buildup? That's the first thing. Let's kind of rule out what it could possibly be. But with it being dry here, definitely hydration with water and watching what we eat is a big part of it.
That is good. And Nikki, I'm going to this last question. I don't have who it came from, but they want to know about their natural hair always seeming to be in knots and tangles, and all that they wrote was help in exclamation points.
So the first thing I would want, and as you laugh, right, because the first thing I want to say is, how do you wear your hair every day?
Yeah.
Because with the natural movement, people think that we should not take care of our hair. I'm just going
right.
to wake up like this. And so if you wake up like this every day and in 2 weeks after you wake up and do nothing to your hair, you're going to
right.
have tangles. It's going to mat down. So how are you wearing your hair? Our curly hair in its natural state is what I call a winding road. So even if you have the healthiest scalp producing the best amount of sebum, the moisture properties from the sebum at the scalp doesn't make it to the ends of the hair. So we have to use products that create moisture balance
right.
in the hair and detangle it on a regular basis. Now, sometimes you need a trim. You know, so it could be that you need a trim. It could
but you know
that
that's a curse word for a lot of people letting their hair grow, Nikki.
Yeah, I know.
You just bless them out, up, down, left, right when you said the C word. Cut.
I'm so sorry. Because what happens in its natural state, you don't see those split ends. You don't see
mm-hmm.
it, but just blow that hair out one time, and it'll
it's
tell
thirsty.
It for you. It
mm-hmm.
is thirsty. It is tired. You had to twist
mm-hmm.
it up too. And then sometimes even your tools that you use, is your brush old? Is your comb old? Is it actually creating those split ends? But at
right.
the end of the day, it's product usage, it's moisture, it's detangling it not in its dry state. Detangling when the hair is damp. Not soaking wet. Detangling when it's damp. But you also have to take care of that naturally curly hair. I would think, and I would say much more than if it's relaxed or in a straightened style.
That is awesome. That is awesome. We could just go on and on and on. And so I am going to ask you guys, would you please come back and join us again in another Pro Beauty panel conversation, because we have so many topics here that our listeners want answers for. And as we said earlier, you know, they go to YouTube, you know, they go online, they have the girlfriend chat, you know, rooms. We've all been in there. We've seen it. We've seen the answers that come out. And I don't know about you guys, but I cringe sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I
yeah.
see what, and it's not to take away, I don't think that anyone is deliberately misleading people. They're simply giving what they found worked in that moment for them.
That's true.
But it may not be the best information to share because it doesn't have, you know, the support of the background with it. Am I the only one that's seeing some of those answers and going, oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
And YouTube as well, like just the places that they go for information sometimes it's like, wow. So I'm so grateful that you created this platform today so that we can address it from a professional perspective.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
that makes
and it's
it totally
a, it's a paradigm
different.
Shift for us, too. Let's be real. You know, when we were, you know, coming up, and all of us, you know, we're still very young. Yes. However, we have seen some things. And we knew, you know, there was this separation that was created where, okay, you keep your wealth of knowledge and you only give it to the clients that come in and da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Well, things have changed. We have a paradigm shift that needs to happen. And that is, and I truly believe this and I feel that I can speak for all of you as well, God graced us to have learned a few things and the knowledge and to go seek and learn and continue our education. And it wasn't for us. It is for us to share.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're now learning that in sharing, he makes room for more, for us to
mm-hmm.
gain more. That's why this panel conversation is so important and dear to my heart, is that the wealth of knowledge that we now have gained from experience. And my grandmama told me something years ago, and I didn't understand it until I got a little wiser. She looked at me as I kind of rolled my eyes after I'd gotten in trouble, and she said, "Baby girl, just keep on living." I looked at her like, what is she talking about? Because she had reprimanded me about some silliness I'd done, you know. But as I kept on living, I understand now that what she was speaking to was experiences that turned into wisdom. You can have all kinds of knowledge. The internet can show a whole lot of stuff. YouTube can put it out there, but without wisdom, that's fool's folly, because some people are going to do it, and they're going to have some bad, bad results. So I thank God for each of you connecting with us, bonding with us, building and growing with us today on this expert panel, because you just poured out from your heart. You just shared a wealth of knowledge, and I thank each and every one of you. And as we are wrapping up, I want each of you to leave our virtual salon listeners with your final thought today. And then remember, don't forget to let them know how to connect with you beyond this call and your business. And so we're going to start, Nicole, I want to start with you.
So self-love has very little to do with how you feel about your outer self. It's accepting all of yourself. And this is from Tyra Banks. One of the goals for this year is just really to accept who you are, but care for yourself first, so that those that we have to support, we actually have the strength and the vigor to be able to support them. You can reach me at NicolaForbesBeauty at gmail.com, or if you're looking for a hair loss consultation, it's bit.ly/NicolaConsult. But you can reach me by email or by the link.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Kai, would you share with our listeners your final thought?
Yes. I just like to say that in my own experience, just know that it's not just about your hair. Hair is a barometer of your health. Your hair is telling you what's going on the inside of your body. And beauty begins from within, and it's mind, body, spirit. If you would like to connect with me, you can reach me at Kai Smith Online. That's kysmithonline.com. Or you can email me at justaskkai@gmail.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Kai. And Charlotte, would you share with the listeners your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, be your best you. And in order to do that, you need to get healthy from the inside out, and that's emotionally, spiritually, and physically, so that you can be well, do well, and live well. Charlotte D. Salone on Facebook and Instagram. And also Relax No More Salon on Facebook and Instagram. And to email me is Charla, Charla, Salone, Salone, @gmail.com.
Guys, thank you so much again for sharing with us and pouring your heart out in our first Pro Beauty panel conversation. And I'm going to say to our listeners, you will be back. God bless
yes,
you, and we'll talk
absolutely
with you guys very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's celebrate segment spotlights one of our listeners that received their testimony on how they came through an adversity and took a different action that led to a breakthrough personally or professionally in their life. And today we are blessed by our panelists of experts to honor three recipients, since each expert panelist will be donating a complimentary hair and scalp consultation. So listeners, I want you to email us at itsourtime@uptomeradio.com. I need your name, and I need a contact information, and we're going to put your names in a hat and pull three winners and we'll announce them on It's Our Time at Up to Me Radio Facebook page on Tuesday morning by noon. Let's Celebrate Your segment is sponsored by Salon BKB, which has two locations in Decatur and Alpharetta, Georgia. You can connect at www.salonbkb.com and on all social media sites at Salon BKB. Again, we want to thank our show sponsors, Atlanta Life Media Agencies, for making this podcast possible. And our special guests today, Charlotte Salone, Kai Smith, and Nicola Forbes, for sharing your wisdom and insights on the beauty industry with us in our Pro Beauty panel conversation. Their full bios and contact information is posted on our website if you'd like to be able to get in touch with them and connect with them beyond this podcast. We want to hear from you, so please send any questions to itsourtime@uptomeradio.com. Share your concerns, your triumphs, and celebrations with us. Also, feel free to sign up for email notices for show alerts of new podcasts and to get all the juicy behind-the-scenes post notes and additional resource information. Our podcast can be heard on up2meradio.com and on Facebook at It's Our Time Up to Me Radio. We're also on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Well, virtual listeners, it's been real having you join us in the power of conversation from the salon to the podcast. Listen, follow, and share It's Our Time podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we were where we connected through our issues, bonded in our friendships, and built strong alliances while we grow together. And as always, until next time, please remember, everybody has a story to tell. What's your story?